call this Wednesday, December 11th, Planning and Zoning Commission meeting to order. I'm Chairman Richard Vineyard. I'll be presiding over tonight's meeting. May I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Hyatt?
Yes.
Crouch?
Yes.
Linane?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Williams is absent, and Forrestall?
Yes.
Very good. We have a quorum. Moving on to the next item, previous meeting minutes. May I have a motion to approve the meeting minutes from the November 13th Planning and Zoning Commission meeting?
I'll second.
Are there any questions or amendments to the meeting? Nothing? Okay. A roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Crouch?
Yes.
Linane?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Forrestall?
Yes.
And Hyatt?
Yes.
All right. Minutes are approved. There are no comments from the public tonight regarding anything, so we will move on to the public hearings. There is one public hearing scheduled for tonight's Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. The purpose of this hearing is to invite testimony from the members of the public regarding the proposed requests that are being considered before the commission tonight. Public testimony from persons present who wish to speak for or against the request or to ask questions of the petitioner regarding the request being heard. Do I really have to read all this? Since we have no one present, do I have to read the... Can I skip the instructions for the people who aren't here?
You can skip the instructions, but don't skip anything else, just in case people read the transcript and try to right
here. Very good. Persons wishing to testify are asked to speak clearly one at a time. State your name, who you represent. You're also asked to sign at the podium. If you plan to speak during tonight's public hearing as a petitioner or a member of the public, this would be where you would raise your hand and repeat after me. So we will be moving on. The order of receiving testimony will be the petitioner presentation, followed by those who wish to speak in favor or opposition of the request. May I have a motion to open public hearing on PZC number 2024-25. United City of Yorkville requesting a text amendment to the UDO.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Linane?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Forrestall?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Yes.
And Crouch?
Yes.
Okay, the public hearing up for discussion tonight is PZC 2024-25. United City of Yorkville petitioner is proposing to amend Chapter 5. Development standards within the United City of Yorkville's Unified Development Ordinance regarding fences. The proposed text amendment will allow vinyl-coated chain-link fence material in side and rear yards within residential district. Is the petitioner for PZC 2024-25, United City of Yorkville, present and prepared to make its presentation of their proposed requests?
Yes.
Please.
So like you said, there's a request to amend Section 10.5.5 to allow vinyl-coated chain-link fencing. Right now, it is only permitted in the side and rear yard in non-residential districts. The city's community development department has been receiving requests to allow vinyl-coated chain link, and since the code does not permit it, we have not allowed it. And in the city's 2015 zoning ordinance, vinyl-coated chain link was listed as an acceptable material, as you can see in the packet here. And it was only allowed in the rear and side yards for residential properties. So residents are urging the city to consider reverting the ordinance back to the 2015 zoning ordinance. This change came about in the summer of 2019, where the city began updating its UDO. And to support this effort, the UDO Advisory Committee was formed. During the December 9th, 2021 UDO Advisory Committee meeting, they reviewed Chapter 5 development standards, which also included fencing regulations. And in this meeting, the committee unanimously agreed that plastic-coated or plastic-strip chain-link fences should not be allowed in residential areas, and the existing fences using this material would be grandfathered in. So because of this, vinyl coated chain link was removed and was changed to only be allowed in the side and rear yards on properties in non-residential districts, and the city updated its UDO with these changes in January 2024. In the memo, you will also be able to find the proposed text amendment, specifically letter H, where the possible change with the vinyl coated chain link rear and side yard only in all zoning districts. Staff supports the proposed text amendment because it addresses the ongoing resident request to revert to the city's 2015 zoning ordinance standards and allowing vinyl coated chain link in the rear and side yards in residential districts will not impact the public health, safety, or general welfare of residents. I also just want to add that as the UDO is currently written, the provisions may seem ambiguous to residents and staff, leading to the potential misinterpretation that vinyl coated chain link fencing is allowed in all residential yards and only in the rear and side yards for non-residential properties. So if the proposed text amendment is not approved, staff suggests adding language to clarify this ambiguity. And then lastly, this text amendment request will be brought to City Council on January 14, 2025.
Very good, thank you. Is there anyone here present who wishes to speak in favor or in opposition of the request? Seeing as there is none, do any of the commissioners have any questions regarding the petitioner?
I do.
Please.
So right now you cannot have a chain link fence.
If you apply for a new permit as of January 1st, you cannot have a chain link fence at all.
So I have a house in my subdivision that had a chain link fence put up this summer. And it's on their side yard too. That's why I'm like...
No permit.
Maybe. It was it's the same company that does our stuff for Parks and Rec.
We can look into that.
I'm not trying to get them in trouble, but it's fine. I'm like, obviously sure. They have it in their backyard, in their side yard. So that's why I'm
It was always permitted. Actually, you know, Mike was on the zoning ordinance committee when we updated the 2014 zoning ordinance. So prior to that, it was permitted in all yards. And then it was a compromise of the committee to allow them only in the side and the rear. And then when we had the UDO committee, which had two former PCC members on there, the consensus was not to allow them at all. Staff did mention that was going to be a burden on residents.
I don't think it's a problem. I mean, you're not in an HOA. So I don't think a chain link in the backyard is a big deal.
And we required them to be vinyl coated.
Yeah. So. Any of the other commissioners have questions?
So there were requests, is what you're saying. There were several requests made.
Correct. About a handful of requests. Some applied or just called and asked what the standards were, and some applied.
Well, there's got to be a significant cost.
Does it have to be a certain color?
No, we don't regulate color.
Anybody else? Any clarification on anything? Nope. Okay. Since all public testimony regarding these petitions have been taken, may I have a motion to close the taking of testimony in these public hearings?
So moved. So moved.
Oh, sorry. I heard a second out there, didn't I? Is that you?
Yeah.
Okay. Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Linane?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Yes.
And Crouch?
Yes.
Okay. The public hearing portion of tonight's meeting is now closed. Seeing that there are no items under unfinished business for discussion, we'll move on to new business. Do any of the Planning Zoning Commission members have any questions for staff on the proposed request? We're good there. All right, we have a motion to approve the petition for PZC 2024-25, United City of Yorkville, regarding a text amendment to Chapter 5 of the Unified Development Ordinance regarding fences. Can I have a motion?
Second.
Okay. All right. Roll call vote on the motion.
Yes.
In consideration of testimony presented during a public hearing on December 11, 2024, and discussions conducted at that meeting, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommends approval to the City Council of a request to amend Section 10-5-5, fences in the Unified Development Ordinance to allow vinyl-coated chain-link fence to be listed as acceptable fence material in the rear and side yard only in all zoning districts, as presented in a staff memorandum dated December 4th, 2024. May I have a roll call vote on the motion, please?
Yes. Vineyard?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Yes.
Crouch?
Yes.
And Lanine?
Yes.
Motion is approved. Are there any additional business the city would like to update us on?
Yes. In your packet, there is a calendar of dates for our next year of meetings. If there are any changes that you would recommend, this is actually the first year in a couple of years we don't have a meeting on Valentine's Day.
Sorry.
So if you guys are happy with the meeting schedule, we can let the, you know, we can do a unanimous voice vote.
I don't have any issues whatsoever. Everybody good with that?
Yeah.
Do we need to take a vote on that?
No, you do.
You don't need a roll call. You'll want to do motion second.
Can I get a motion to accept a meeting schedule for 2025, please?
I'll make a motion.
So moved.
Second? Awesome. Can I get a roll call on that?
Yes, all in favor?
Yep. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, motion carries.
All right.
All right, seeing as there's nothing further on the agenda tonight,
ma'am. I want to update you on one other thing.
Sorry.
Marker property went to city council for a first reading, so no vote yet. DMYF, which was the manufacturing land use for data center, that did not make the agenda, so we'll have an update for you in January. But the Grand Reserve final plats were approved.
Beautiful.
That's it? That's
okay,
it.
I'm sorry, I was getting ahead of myself. I want to see if I can beat Christine out the door.
You all have a good holiday.
Merry Christmas to you. Seeing as there's nothing further on the agenda, may I have a motion to adjourn, please?
Second.
All right, all those in favor say yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Meeting adjourned at 7:12.